What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Basics Podcast. Today's going to be a bit of a freestyle session. I just wanted to take a second and say big, big thank you to everyone who's been tuning into the podcast. We just hit our over 1,000 plays mark, which is super exciting for me because, as you guys know, the podcast isn't just about kiteboarding, which most of you guys are probably here because you probably saw some piece of kiteboarding content that I've made over the past year or so. It's been really interesting just creating long form content and being able to talk about, you know, the grind, the like obsession, the mindset of someone who's trying to kind of build a creative career where you're basically, you know, figuring it out and just doing something that no one thinks is possible until you've done it and you've done it and done it and done it until people are like, whoa, I didn't even know you could do that. And look, this guy does this. He's kite surfing. He's making music every day. He's traveling around the world. Like, there's so many people doing so many amazing things. And that's kind of what this podcast is about. I created it because I'm kind of a workaholic. I like working. I like creating. And that's great. It allows me to really get a lot of content made and kind of reach a lot of people in a sense and, you know, do exactly what I want to do. But at the same time, I noticed that I find it hard to find the time to really network and just talk to people and just kind of like have conversations, you know, because so much of my time is spent either just out kiting or at home, just on the computer, creating content, learning about how whatever it is I want to make, how it all works. So the podcast has been a very useful and powerful tool for me to just like sit down with cool, inspiring people and hear their stories, take a break and like kind of make a friend, but also create some cool content that I know, well, I hope it will like inspire others to kind of, you know, just think about stuff and always keep your mind working, you know, because it's all life is all a mind game. Once you kind of make it up in your mind that you want something or you're happy doing this or you're happy doing that, you know, everything eventually starts falling into place once you create some action on those thoughts. So yeah, guys, this is just kind of a long little rant of me saying big thank you to all of you guys for tuning in. I can't wait to like continue to grow the podcast and start being able to like interact with you guys, because right now they're listeners, but I can't really see any comments or anything like that. So hopefully you guys have actually been enjoying the podcast. Before we close out, I think I'm just going to take a snippet from where I talked about, well, I touched on a little bit of my story and how I got into kiting. Some of you guys may have heard this already, but I kind of just want to put it in because it's an interesting little snippet. And also, some of you guys might not have heard it. So yeah, let's jump into a little bit of how I was able to go from just a kid who loved kiteboarding and wanted to make it his full-time thing to actually becoming that kid and making, you know, my dream come true, basically. Not making millions of dollars, but, you know, getting to wake up every day and basically do what I love. So yeah, let's jump into that little snippet of how I got to be able to kiteboard full time.
Wah! 1, 3, 5, go!
Coming from the wild, wild west indeed.
So you've been doing kiteboarding for quite a while.
Yup.
And I'd like to know, when was the moment that you went from here to here?
Oh man, it took a while. Like, I was very fortunate along my career because I had, you know, I started kiting as a kid. My dad kind of had enough money to buy me a used kite. And I just, you know, I basically used that kite till it blew up on the beach. Till it just like exploded from being too old and too used,
Beach.
You know? Jabberwock Beach, yeah. it was many years of that. And luckily, I had a friend of mine called Andre Phillip. Not sure if you know about him, but yep. He was blowing up basically as I got into kiting. His career was just taking off, so he was completely exposed to the real kiteboarding market. He was in it, you know, completely in it. It was still pretty early stages for kiting. So he was really well connected and managed to do really well for himself. And he kind of like was super sponsored, had lots of gear. And one moment was he kind of like basically gave me some of his older equipment. And that was like a level where like, boom, sick. Now I have gear. I can just go ride again, yeah, you know? Man. And that again was cool. But when you just, you know, trying to GoPro, you're riding a lot, you beat up gear, you know? Like, gear's not going to last forever if you're riding every day. So even that was great, but it still was, you know, you still have to be cautious, still have to take your time. But then over time, I managed to actually get sponsored by a company, and that was the first time that I ever actually got free gear and new gear, like gear in plastic.
It's dope.
You know, it sounds funny, right? But it's so crazy. Like when you unwrap your gear and it's brand new, like that was like a
it was sent to you from the company. Yeah, big man.
This is cool, you know? This is crazy. And you just have gear and you don't have to stress about like breaking gear. You can just ride as hard as you want. And like all that, that was cool. That was a great, at the time, it's a dream. It's amazing. But, you know, after a while, gear alone only enables you to do so much. And it was many years of that because the company I was sponsored by, they had a pretty big team. They're a pretty big company. So I was just like a small little guy that couldn't really ask for too much more than just gear. So it was a long time at that. And then I managed to work with a different company who was kind of looking for a guy to promote a very specific kite, which was a freestyle kite. And again, I'm not 100% sure how that opportunity came about. I think it was a friend of mine who knew the guy who owned the company, just purely off of connects.
Shout out to friends, man.
You know, purely off connects
and good friends of us.
And just knowing the right people. And then that conversation opened up and then like I kind of switched sponsors, and even that is still, that still wasn't like the game changer moment. That was like, okay, sweet, I've switched to a different brand, like there's potential to,
you got the tools you need,
kind of level up.
Yeah.
And then it was probably a year after that where I, you know, had a good year with them, did some videos, like provided some value for them. And then I was actually hanging out with another kiteboarder who goes by the name of Sam Light, who's a guy from England. And he is just one of the best kiteboarders right now to date.
I didn't know England had kiteboarders.
Yo, England has some of the biggest, like the best kiteboarders in the world,
what
man.
Do the kiteboarders?
It's crazy.
They got beaches.
They don't really have beach. They have like Pebble Beach, but they have water, you know? And it's a huge industry. But anyways, hanging out with him, he was just super switched on with business. And I'd never really been around someone who like understood how brands work, understand how budgets work, understand like how to like best present yourself to kind of then gain better deals.
Yeah, man.
So I spent like a month probably with him, and yeah, I just learned a lot. I learned like, yo, like you just gotta assign value to your stuff and understand that every brand has a budget for marketing. So don't really think like where this money's gonna come from. They're like, they have money that is allocated to promotion. Every company that is a big company has that. And I was like, oh, what? That's crazy. So like everyone wants, you know. And yeah, that's basically went from that to where I created this whole PDF portfolio of like what I was doing, what I did for the year, what I wanted to do, and kind of what my requests for.
Yeah, man.
And they just accepted it. There was no debate. They were just stoked on it, leveled up. And I just continued to level up on that. And yeah, that was the big moment where like finally I'm actually making some money now, because for a while it was like, it was amazing. You're getting to do what you want to do, but it's still like very bare bones. You're not making much money. You have gear, you can kite, you can get out on the water a lot.
You're just scraping by.
But you're just scraping by.
I feel you, man.
You don't really have much to do anything. And I have to give a big shout out to Ian and the whole Ozone team, because they really believed and saw like the potential in what I was doing and kind of just gave me the freedom to continue to pursue and like focus in on what I wanted to do. And that was huge for me as far as like getting better at creating content and building an audience. And the weird thing with kiting too, because I was always kind of good at branding. So like a lot of people kind of knew of me. And when people know of you, they know, they feel like you're like made it, you know, just because you do a good job at like promoting yourself. And that's kind of like the worst thing. When people think like, oh, you're big time. Yeah. And you're like, man, I just looking for some lunch money right now, you know?
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, that was a big moment. It was just a long journey of like just constant pursuit. Wanted to make it happen no matter what. And eventually it happened.
Yo,
you know?
But it's lovely to see you do your thing, my brother.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty, guys. So yeah, as you can see, this little journey for me has been a kind of a long story. Started as a young kid and took me many, many years to get to the stage where I figured out a way to kind of make my dream a reality. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, it's available on Anchor. It's available on Spotify. It's available on iTunes, it's available on SoundCloud, it's available almost everywhere that people listen to audio content. So yeah, if you enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share it with a friend. And if you just want to say what's up, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Jake Kelsick, And yeah, just say what's up. I love connecting with people who are actually taking the time to listen or watch or even just click on any piece of content that I put out online. So yeah, feel free to reach out. And yeah, if you got some extra time as well, you can head over to www.basics.life. That's kind of the bigger idea of the podcast. Eventually, I'm going to start building out all sorts of stuff. Right now, we have a few merchandise items, which are based around kind of the outdoors and kiteboarding. And, you know, that's a great way for you guys to get an awesome product as well as help support this podcast and all the other content creation things that I do. So, yeah, if you want to just check it out, you can head over to basics.life. And yeah, that's it, guys. Hope you have an awesome day, awesome week, awesome year, and an awesome life, man. Life is amazing. Hope you all get to live our dreams. And I will see you guys soon in another episode of the Basics Podcast. Peace, love, and big ups.